Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple or Google stores, download our app, carry Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the website on the Support Devil Radio link. Put it on there because many of you asked for it. You want to know all the ways you could help Devil Radio. More than 80 right-wing radio broadcasts going out all the time in this state right now, sucking up to Trump, attacking our democracy, attacking the election, the big lie. And the strongest voice stopping it, and one of the few voices against it, is this radio station. Okay, going back to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Is it just me, or do you notice how Republicans just love it both ways when it comes to the court system? Okay, now they're trying to get a judge to rule that these hospitals should be able to give these experimental drugs for treating COVID. I thought they didn't like activist judges. Which is it? And then when you get to the abortion issue, they don't like what's on the federal books, so they go to the state level and try and do everything through the states. So what is it? Do you want the Supreme Court nationally, or do you want states' rights? What do you want? They want it both ways, from what I'm seeing. And it's just a joke now. They're asking this judge to rule that, you know, force hospitals to use these different experimental drugs to treat COVID, when after all, if you would have got the vaccination, you wouldn't even have to talk about it.
Right. Well, here's the thing. No one has ever accused the Republican Party of being consistent. You know, there's the old saying that consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. But that's a humorous quotation from some people who are really great thinkers. No, look, the history of this going back is originally, if you go back to the fight between states' rights and federalism at the dawn of our Constitution, it was Thomas Jefferson and the more the Virginia people who were for states' rights, and it was more John Adams in Massachusetts and the developing industrial states, the mercantile states like Massachusetts, were more of a federalist form of government. And ultimately, we have a kind of an easy blend. The fact of the matter is, we have a federal government. Fact of the matter is, if you were a Republican or a Democrat 100 years ago, you'd look at our society with Medicare, Medicaid, with the power of the federal government to override any state law, all of this, and you'd say, my God. And they all cry about socialism, but the fact of the matter is, this is not a socialist country, but it's a safety net country. And the fact of the matter is, we have great safety nets, and they can be improved. And that's what Joe Biden's trying to do. Now, when the Republicans cry, you know, states' rights on something, it's usually to really kind of pander to their donors. And then when the Republicans cry, you know, something like individual liberties against the state, or we think the federal government should come in and do something, that's to pander to their donors. They take polls, incessant polls. They take polls every day. They have their finger in the wind, but they know they need money to go on television. And so if there's only a slight deviation in the polls between what their donors want, they'll go with the donors. If there's a massive deviation and they know they'll get thrown out by the electorate, then they go with the electorate. There's no leadership. There's no leadership. They're all falling in line on the big lie. They're all questioning the last election. It's fraudulent, like a cyber ninja thing, fraudulent. And they're doing it just to pander and to avoid pain, avoid a Trump attack, criticism, or endorsement of their opponent. I place no credence in anything they say about healthcare, about individual health rights, any of that stuff. Any of that stuff, I place no credence in it whatsoever. It's all bull, looking at polls, looking at donors. Going back to the lines, this is call-in day. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. I'm calling in today because I want to talk about the term the big lie. Personally, to me, it's the big cover-up, or it's the big alibi. It's a big aiding and abetting a crime that was committed before our very eyes. These people that continue, it's not a big lie. And frankly, it's worse than just being political. A crime was committed before our very eyes. We saw it with our own eyes. We were witnesses. Now we got people saying that our elections need to be investigated for political purposes, plus a cover-up. They are committing a crime. Just like somebody sees witnesses at something going on and they're helping with it, and then they make a big lie or an alibi, a false alibi to what happened, and they're continuing to push it. Personally, I think they all should be arrested and thrown in the clink for creating a false alibi, creating a false scenario, creating a false, whatever you want to call it, because you're a lawyer, I'm not, to take us off the path of the crime and not hold those responsible. They're aiding and abetting. They should all be put in jail. Plus, they're using our taxpayer dollars for this. And I think in our state, these people need to be arrested and held accountable, the ones that know for a fact that there was no problems with our election, and they're only going after the people up in your area there when we use the same process on my side of the state. Those people need to be held accountable and put in jail for what they're doing. And that's my two cents this morning, Matt. You have a good morning.
It's a lot more than 2 cents, Gene. I like it when you call in. You hit the nail on the head. This thing, by the way, on taxpayers paying for this thing, Voss lied, said the election was tainted. He's gone full Trump. Voss lied and said Gabelman is investigating the equivalent of a murder investigation. The murder is being done by Voss and Gabelman to our democracy. This is a fake. But to pay for a fake out of our tax dollars is wrong. It's just very wrong. Money is hard to come by. Money is very hard to come by. You pay taxes. You expect it to go for public purposes. Expect it to go for roads, salaries for police officers. You expect it to go for things like supplies for the offices of state government and all that kind of thing. But you don't expect it to go to the Republican Party to do a crooked investigation to satisfy Trump. That you don't expect, because that is wrong. It's illegal and it is wrong. And the courts have bent over backwards, letting the legislature spend money to investigate things, taxpayer dollars. And it's always the Republicans that are doing it, and they're doing it for criminal purposes, alleging fraud and taint where there is none. And their investigation is fraudulent and tainted. So one of the things, I mean, there are people listening to this show who are Democrats, who are Republicans, who are independents. If you care about the use of your tax dollars for a crooked investigation, do something about it. Let Voss know. Let Gabelman know. Don't vote for Republicans who support this. Do not vote for Republicans who support this. Now, Voss has said, because he's not stupid, we don't expect this to do anything to the last election. Oh, really? Why not? If it's a murder investigation, you discover a murder, why don't you prosecute it? But no, he says, no, the last election, okay. It's the next election. And what Gina Beauclair just said is very, very true. People in Eau Claire know the poll workers in Eau Claire. They know they're honest. Frequently, they're elderly people, not always, but elderly ladies and gentlemen, kind of enjoy it. They're honest as the day is long. And they have the ballots and they check it in. They look at IDs. They say, go to that voting thing and so on. They're not up to anything. Believe me, they're not up to anything. The same is true in Milwaukee. The same is true in Madison. The same is true in Green Bay. But Madison, Milwaukee, and to a lesser extent, Green Bay, vote Democratic in much higher numbers than outstate. So that's what they're concentrating on, to scare and intimidate and harass people there. And then if they don't succeed in that, what they're going to do is, as you go forward the next couple of years, they're going to put in restrictive things. Yes, Evers will veto them. But remember, they're trying to do some of this by resolution, which can't be vetoed. It was declared unconstitutional 60 years ago by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It's a different court now. And if the four Republican judges say it's now legal to pass gerrymandering and all this stuff by resolution. Too bad, so sad. There's nothing you can do about it. We're going to be stuck with this government. And remember the worst thing. Just keep this in mind. Under the 12th Amendment, the states decide, the state legislatures decide who the electors are. Now, remember something. The popular vote, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million, but she lost the election. Joe Biden won it by 7 million, and he won the election, but he had very thin margins in Wisconsin, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, less so in Michigan. He did fairly well there, Georgia. And in a different time frame, you could see that somehow he could have won by 7 million votes and lost. That is because the electors, two of them are senators, and every state has two senators. Wyoming has a small population, has two senators. California has a huge population. They only have two senators. Each gets two electoral votes for them. Well, now the legislatures are saying in the Republican states, we get to pick the electors, because back in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, you just picked a property owner who was well-regarded in the community. There was no presidential election. Now they are slowly trying to make the presidential elections beauty contests, and they're not binding on the gerrymandered crooked legislatures. If we have presidents in the future, starting in 2024 and 2028, picked by crooked, gerrymandered Republican legislatures, we've ended democracy in this country. We've ended democracy in this country, because that gerrymandering will continue, because they'll keep passing it by resolution and they'll keep themselves in power. Something's got to be done. Something will be done. And I don't want to see it done in a cataclysmic way or a violent way. But this message has got to come out. It's got to get out. You've got to spread it. And if you're a Republican or an independent, the one thing you've got to agree is our democracy is the core of our country, and presidential elections have to be respected. They have to be not interfered with, but they have to be counted, and they have to count for something. They are not beauty contests. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.